Blackstone Publishing presents Mem, a novel, by Bethany C. Morrow. This book is read by Sunila Nankani. To Beth, who knew immediately that Mem was a keepsake. Number 1. I am a memory. Now I suppose I'll live like one. I received the telegram a week before I approached the receptionist's desk. A lovely girl was stationed there, a student, no doubt, what they call an undergraduate, which means she's naive. She might have mistaken me for a student as well, except that I handed her a wide rectangular slip of paper that read, "Dolores Extract Number 1. You are hereby recalled to the vault. Please return to the premises no later than noon, August 30th, 1925. If she was shocked then, or intrigued, she made no mention of it. I found it strange, since in the 18 years I've lived out in the city among real people, they always have been. Anyone who finds out what I am cannot hide their fascination. I've learned also that when people are in awe, more often than not, they cannot resist telling you so directly. It becomes the way you distinguish one real person from another, by what stimuli force them to react. Professor Tuton's gentle wife, Camilla, was perhaps the first. Together with the professor, she became something like an adoptive parent, a mother and a friend, unlike the countless other real people I would meet.